Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Cioli. Here to discuss with us is our official in-house economist. Well, he's not in-house. He's at the Heritage Foundation, but he's ours. We claim him anyway. He's Dr. E.J. Antoni, my buddy. Save me from the chaos and the madness of the DNC. You're so lucky you didn't have to come out here. I can't even tell you the hell that I'm in right now. You know that?
You know, Rich, I don't think I've ever talked to someone who is literally in hell, but, you know, here we are.
Yeah. This is Dante's seventh circle. I'm in it. This is what he wrote about in the Inferno. I can't even be loud here because I keep getting looks.
Hey, look, at the end of the day, you get to come home eventually, though, right? I mean, it's only a few days, and then you get to come back to the Philly area.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a very, very good point. This is a big deal. You know, I retweeted what you put out this morning regarding this. So, first of all, set it up for us. What is the jobs report? How are these numbers fugazed here, you know, the fugazi numbers? And then what does this really say about the Biden-Harris economy and Bidenomics writ large?
So the monthly numbers that we keep getting are from a relatively small survey of businesses around the country. And then from that, we try to extrapolate, okay, how much have jobs changed, again, for the entire country? The problem is that BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, has continuously been overestimating job growth for a few years now, for over 2 years. And then we get revisions for the next 2 months to change those numbers. In other words, you get an initial estimate for January where they say, hey, we added 300,000 jobs. And then in February, they come back and say, oh, actually, January, it was only 200,000. But then in March, we get a final revision that says, oh, no, January was only 100,000. So it keeps wiping away all of these great jobs numbers. But then we also get once a year what they call a benchmark. And that was a huge miss of over 800,000. So you add up not only all of the monthly revisions, but then this big annual revision too, and it's almost 1.2 million jobs over a 12-month period. So a third of the job growth that somebody at BLS just snapped their fingers and poof, they're gone.
Wait, how many jobs? 1.2 million?
1.2 million jobs in just a 12-month period. Poof, they're gone.
That no. 12 jobs. You got a wrong decimal point or something. That you can't just have 1.2 million just disappear like that. They never existed in this whole time we were being gaslit. You can't do that with 1.2 million. You can do that with 12.
And yet here we are. And you know, this, Rich, I think this is such a key reason behind why we keep getting these conflicting numbers where you'll have people talking about the economy in polling data saying, I hate it. It's terrible. My finances are a wreck. I'm actually not having that easy of a time finding a job, et cetera. And then we get these blowout jobs reports and people are scratching their heads saying, how on earth do we reconcile these two? Well, gee, maybe it's because the jobs numbers weren't all that good to begin with. It's pretty hard for you to tell me that somehow all of these people are somehow wrong about how they feel on the economy. That doesn't really square.
Yeah, I want to play for you, EJ, if I could. This is what former and future President Trump said today about the job numbers. I think it's worth playing here. He started his rally in North Carolina by bringing this up, and I wanted to get your opinion on his analysis of this. Andrew, let's play cut 30, please.
Before we begin, I want to address the massive scandal around the revised job numbers that were just announced this morning. A little while ago, just before I came up, I got to see him. And it really isn't a revision. It's a total lie. Total lie. There's never been any revision like this. They wanted it to come out after the election, but somehow it got leaked. It got leaked. Government leaks, too. The Harris-Biden administration has been caught fraudulently manipulating job statistics to hide the true extent of the economic ruin that they've inflicted on America. The new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that the administration padded the numbers with an extra, listen to this one, 818,000 jobs that don't exist. So they said they existed, and they never did exist. They built them up so that they could say what a wonderful job they're doing. No, we've never had numbers like this.
Now, I mean, EJ, it's even worse, as you describe it, when you really break it down to get to that 1.2 million number, like you said. But is he right about the fact that they wanted to hide this after the election? I mean, obviously they would want to. I could see that. But that it was probably leaked?
No, this was a scheduled release. I don't know anything about a leak. I did hear some rumors that apparently some Wall Streeters got the numbers early, but that's about it as far as a leak goes. But the one thing I will say is I hope when you played that clip just now of the president while you're at the DNC, I hope and pray you unplugged your headphones and turned the volume up really, really loud so everybody around you had to listen to him. I hope and pray that was the case.
You really want me to get thrown out of here, don't you? I don't blame you.
Only so that you can get home sooner.
EJ and Tony's with me. By the way, your Twitter handle the other day, there was a Fugazi EJ that sent me a direct message because I accidentally followed a Fugazi EJ. So I want to make this point very clear. Your Twitter handle is what?
It's at Real EJ Antoni. That's A-N-T-O-N-I. I've had a bunch of people, you know, doing like crypto scams and different things, trying to, you know, get money out of people. I don't ask anybody for money. Trust me, I make too much money. I don't need anybody's money. But look, don't believe anybody who's trying to like sell you crypto or any of that stuff under my name. Okay, please don't. I sincerely don't want anybody getting hurt.
Well, you know, the other part about that, too, is that if somebody does try to follow you as pretending to be EJ, in this case, it was Real EJ Antoni 1, if you don't see the blue check mark, if it's not Real EJ Antoni, you want to report that person, please. We need people to turn those people in because they will wind up being, shysters to people, and we can't have that. So, and it's not fair to you either. It's not fair to you that there's a, you're like the, you know, the pizza box that says often imitated, hardly ever duplicated. That's you. You know what I mean? You're an original.
Well, I appreciate it. And definitely, if the Zeoli Army can get out there and every time we get one of these, you know, fake accounts, just nuke that sucker by reporting them, that would be a huge, huge help.
Very good. Well, your colleague, Dr. Victoria Coates, was just on telling us that nuclear weapons are now being dealt with as part of queer theory. I don't know what the hell any of that means, but I will know that we will nuke anybody on Twitter who tries to pretend that it's you. Okay?
I appreciate it, Rich.
EJ Antoni, follow him. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your thoughts on this big scandal around the jobs numbers. You have a great day. And lucky you that you don't have to be here at the DNC. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We are having our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there live on September 6th. I want you to come see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. On Friday, September 6th, for our next live show. So mark your calendar today and make your reservation for a wonderful time in Cape May this coming September. September to remember, all right? Got some other clips for you I wanted to share with you from President Trump's rally today. He also talked about the DNC mentioning his name 271 different times. And all the other things, though, that they don't mention at the Democrat National Convention here in Chicago, like the border, like inflation, like all the other things they don't bring up. You heard Dr. Coates say they don't bring up Israel. Well, they don't bring up inflation either because they don't, or they do, but it's very, very sporadic. It's very sporadic, and they really try to avoid the topic here. Here's Trump today at his rally in North Carolina, Cut 31.
They mentioned my name, I think, 271 times. They mentioned the economy like 12 times. They mentioned the border, maybe none. They don't talk about the border. Our great border czar doesn't talk about the border. But they mentioned me more than any other category. I'm now a category. They had me down today as a category. That's all they talk about. Trump. We've driven them crazy. They have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah, they mentioned him a lot, and so did Michelle Obama last night, and so did Barack Obama as well. But here's the former president, Barack Obama, going after Trump in a speech. And, you know, you do this because you can't spend time selling people on the policies of your candidate. You notice how this is, I don't know if you've been paying attention to this convention. Hopefully you don't listen to this. I do because it's my job. This has not been a convention that has been a very policy-centric convention. We have not heard much about policy at all. So if you can't sell policy, you got to sell fear, and you got to do that. And that's why they rolled out the Obamas last night and the elites of the party. Look, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to drop out on Friday and back Trump. That's a great thing. But it also shows you that the grassroots of the Democrat Party are not happy. And for a lot of them, they were going to vote third party and they were going to cast their vote for RFK Jr. And his presence in the race could have helped Kamala Harris. Believe it or not, it could have helped Kamala Harris in many different ways, depending on the state, because in some areas, in some places, if those votes were to go to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. versus Donald Trump, and she had a little bit of an advantage because those voters weren't going to go to either of those two party candidates, but now those voters have to make a very binary choice, and they still don't want to go to Kamala Harris, and they go to Donald Trump because in their mind, it's one or the other, and she'll drag us into World War III or any of the other libertarian positions that Kennedy embraces that those voters will find more of a home with Trump than Kamala Harris. Him dropping out on Friday will help Trump. This is going to be a very, very close election. But here's former President Barack Obama going after Trump last night. This is part of the Trump derangement syndrome that you heard Trump talk about. Cut number one.
He doesn't. Do not boo. Boo. Here's a 78-year-old billionaire who has not stopped whining about his problems since he rode down his golden escalator 9 years ago. It has been a constant stream of gripes and grievances that's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing to Kamala. There's the childish nicknames, the crazy conspiracy theories, this weird obsession with crowd sizes.
Aren't you mocking him right now?
It just goes on and on.
Aren't you literally doing that?
We do not need four more years of bluster and bumbling and chaos. We have seen that movie before, and we all know that the sequel is usually worse.
You mean the bumbling of Joe Biden? Yeah, you got rid of him. The bluster of Joe Biden taking credit for being everything from a truck driver to a guy that at one point, I don't know, scaled Mount Everest and saved a goat. Aren't you mocking Trump? You're literally bringing out all the things you don't like about him in a form of mocking, which is what you're accusing. Also, is he a billionaire or not? Because I heard Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker say that Trump's not really a billionaire. So I'm trying to understand this dichotomy here. The Democrats have a lot of this, though. Here's Bernie. Here's Bernie bashing billionaires. Actually, let's do this. Let's play Bernie bashing billionaires. And then we'll try to figure out if billionaires are bad or good and if Trump is a billionaire or not. Because Barack Obama just called him a billionaire. J.D. Pritzker says he's not a real billionaire. Bernie says billionaires are bad. J.D. Pritzker says billionaires are good because he's a billionaire. I'm trying to understand which is which. But here's Bernie. Take a listen.
At the very top of that to-do list is the need to get big money out of our political process.
You know how great it'd be to break out the megaphone right now, Matt DeSantis? How awesome would that be?
Billionaires should not be able to buy elections, including primary elections.
Or serve maggots. Oh, you see, the problem, the other problem is it's so loud. I don't have the megaphone. I can't yell in the hallway.
Everyone's staring again.
Everyone's staring
again. We had a nice show. You were relatively quiet. No one was looking.
You can't have billionaires eating maggots at the DNC. So billionaires are bad. Barack Obama said Trump's a billionaire, and J.D. Pritzker said Trump's not a billionaire, so I can't keep track of anything. Oh, by the way, Mama Zioli's very worried. And I just have to mention that my friend Dennis, who spends most of the time on the radio, by the way, across the river with his co-host Judy, talking for 3-4 hours about topics like what kind of cheese you put on a cheesesteak, whereas I talk about it for 3 minutes for an entire show. But I can only imagine how maddening it is for them to do that for a topic for 3 or 4 hours a day. But that's what they do. Anyway, he says that I'm a fugazi, that the answer is American cheese.
Oh, no, that's definitely not the answer.
He says he grew up in South Philly, and that's it, and it's American cheese.
What?
Now, Andrew brought up Cooper Sharp, but I asked him about that. He said Cooper Sharp, while acceptable, is a late entry into the game. And so, actually, it's classic American as the OG for cheesesteaks. So, but I like Cooper Sharp on a cheesesteak.
I would rank that number two. I have, well, I don't want you to strike me. You know what? I'll keep my number one choice to myself, but it's Cheese Whiz.
The two of them going back and forth about cheese on a cheesesteak and then taking calls on it? You know, like, no. Robert in Egg Harbor, you're on, you know.
I got to be honest.
Whiz or provolone.
If you don't ask Don Jr. what his preference is, I'm going to be mighty disappointed.
I'll ask him.
All right, good.
You know. But, Andrew, you go Cooper Sharp. Is that what it is?
That's correct. Cooper Sharp is my first choice.
First choice. Interesting. That's an interesting choice. I like that. I mean, it is good. I'm not going to lie. I think that it's this election is a binary choice. Cooper Sharp in this analogy is the RFK Jr. dropping out on Friday to back provolone.
I see what you did there.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's understandable. I get what you're saying.
You try to go third party on me with the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, you admitted yourself that it is good, though.
Oh, I agree. Oh, it's very, very good.
And you did say you did like certain things about RFK earlier today.
Sir, how are you? Nice to see you. Did you take a good shot at me? Like a good side? No, it's all right. Please, I'm very, very camera shy. You know what I mean?
Can we all agree, though, on one thing? If you don't go Cooper Sharp, you don't go provolone, and you don't go Cheese Whiz, you definitely have made a mistake. I don't think American cheese should be considered in the top three.
You know what? We're not doing this. I'll tell you why.
You went down this path, and now...
We're not doing this only because I don't want to be accused of being, like, my friend. The two of them. You know. 60 minutes on friggin' cheese.
Well, 60 minutes is a bit much, but if we do 5 minutes here on cheese, steak, cheese, I don't think that's...
Five minutes on cheesesteak cheese.
That's what people are talking about.
I will ask Don Jr. And we by the way, have an event coming up with him. When is that event now?
I have the date. Hang on.
All right. Put it in the... if you could write that for me. In the meantime, how about Mama Zioli terrifying everybody? My voicemail today from Mama Zioli. So between the time of 7:31 and 7:35 a.m., I had 16 missed calls from my mother and 2 voicemails, plus a FaceTime call that I missed as well. And my mother proceeded to go through all the deaths in Chicago the night before and proceeded to begin by telling me that it's not worth dying over a hot dog because I wanted to get a Chicago hot dog. So why don't we hear a little bit of Mama Zioli Mama Zioli with one of the 2 messages today warning me to be careful, baby. Take a listen.
Good morning, Rich. It's me again, your mother. I'm giving you the report for the day. 14 people were shot last night in Chicago. 5 people are dead. So please don't go looking for that stupid hot dog. I'll make you a hot dog when you come home, okay? I'm sure Bridget would make you a hot dog. Please don't do that, Rich. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. 14 people were shot and 5 are dead. Please, Rich, listen to me for once in your life. Okay, I love you very much. Please be careful. Bye.
Imagine starting your day with that. Now have a good day, baby. All those dead bodies in Chicago. Now have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. In Chicago, if you can just get over the dead body, the corpses in the streets, and the blood rolling down Michigan Avenue and Wabash. But that wasn't enough for my mother, because then she had to call back because she couldn't. That was using my father's phone. She came up with the idea that perhaps I had blocked her, which is a great idea, and I'm going to do going forward. But I had not blocked her. I was just waiting for her to leave a message. You dropped something over there. Excuse me. You dropped something under the table, a piece of paper or something. I don't know if you need that or not, or if it's money. If you don't want it, I'll take it. I will block her going forward, but I hadn't thought about that at the time. But nevertheless, this is the message she left me after her calls were going to voicemail. Take a listen.
Rich, it's me again, your mother. I wasn't able to get you on my phone, so I'm wondering if you blocked me. So this is Dad's phone, so you're going to have to block everybody in the world because I will call you and warn you. So just don't unblock me, please, so I can call you. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
You blocked me, Rich. You blocked me. I know you did. Unblock me, please. You wonder why I'm so paranoid, or why I think I can't meet expectations in life? The other day I was told if I was only successful with Sean Hannity, I'd have bodyguards and I could go eat a hot dog like everybody else. Then I'm not invincible. Stay in the hotel and eat vending machine snacks. Now I'm accused by my mother of blocking her. Like, what a heartless SOB son I am. Blocking my own mother. Dennis said, and I quote here, maybe I could have my girly giggling producer send him the clip. I believe that's you.
But what does he want a clip of?
Me mocking him and his co-host for spending 4 hours talking about cheese on cheese sticks.
Well, he insulted me, so now he's getting nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Why would he do that for you now? If you call them, which is accurate, my girly giggling producer.
I think it's a very manly giggle. That's what I read a lot on social media. Wow, what a masculine giggle he has.
I don't think anyone has ever said that.
That's what they're saying.
Masculine compared to who? Doug Emhoff?
Well, that guy's weird.
By the way, where was the picture of the nanny last night?
I remember seeing her photo in a New York Post article about a month ago when the story broke.
Yeah. But when they showed the montage of Doug Emhoff.
Oh, you want the fam? Yeah, like the
I wanted
photo.
To see the nanny, like, you know what I mean, as part of the story. Like, because he's like, oh, we got divorced. It was sad. It's like, dude, you knocked up the nanny. You didn't just get a divorce. You know what I mean?
She actually is sort of a key element of this whole thing. If he doesn't hook up with the nanny, does the first marriage dissolve? Maybe not. And in that case, there's no Kamala Doug.
And it's been said that she did not keep the baby, but we don't know for sure if she had an abortion, but it certainly seems like it, right? I don't know if that's been confirmed or not.
Post-confirmed that she did.
Post-confirmed
that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they reported.
So you knock up the nanny, she kills it, and then you like have this like happy story, and he's like, oh, unfortunately we went through a divorce. Like, oh, yeah, like oh, we had a disagreement about, you know, whether or not you put whiz on a cheesesteak. Like, it's no big deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no big whoop. We just couldn't agree on whether or not we do whiz, provolone, or Cooper Sharp. Like, it's a little bit more complicated than that, I think. And this is how he just said it last night. And it infuriated me because he acted like, no big whoop. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be judgmental here. I just think that he's trying to pass this off like, oh, we just had some irreconcilable differences. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I came home one day and she's like, did you impregnate the nanny? Because she's now going to terminate the pregnancy. He's like, yeah, but, you know, really our problem stems from the fact that you want to use the fine china on Sundays and I don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's more complicated. Anyway, this guy's a freaking beta. Cut six, please.
I got married, became a dad to Cole and Ella. Unfortunately, I went through a divorce, but eventually started worrying about how I would make it all work.
Because you knocked up the nanny. Like, can we not, like, you can't just, oh, I went through a divorce. Like, I drove down 95. You know what I mean? You can't just throw it out. All right. Then he describes when he starts dating Kamala Harris, the awkward voicemail he left. Now, two things on this. I'm calling BS on this that she still has this thing and plays it for him every year on their anniversary. Because why would you keep this? If you know what I'm saying? Like, this, I don't believe this for a second. But number two, this guy is such a beta male. And if you don't know what that term means, it is a girly, giggly man who doesn't even eat a cheesesteak because he eats a Beyond cheesesteak. And not even for vegan reasons like spirituality. He just thinks that that's what he should do as a man to lower his toxic masculinity level, is to eat a lot of soy. All right? It's not even like he loves life or he appreciates. Like, I got a buddy like that. He's a vegan, but he's pro-life and he's just, you know, believes in life. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a guy who eats soy for the purposes and vegan food because he thinks that as a man, he has to lower his testosterone to be more beta so that he doesn't suffer from toxic masculinity. I kid you not, that is an actual school of thinking. So this is America's beta male, and that's what we're going to call him. If God forbid she wins, I'm not calling him the first man. I'm calling him the first beta man is what I'm calling him. He's America's beta. That's what we're going to start calling him. Remember how we had America's mother-in-law with Elizabeth Warren, my Lotus? He is going to be beta male of the United States. So what is the acronym for that? BMOTUS. beta male of the United States. That will be Doug Emhoff if God forbid, she wins. B-Modus, beta male of the United States. Matt DeSantis, I've coined it. Please put it in the podcast description title today so that whenever they steal it for a certain show that I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it. But when they steal it later and somebody goes, oh, so-and-so used that in their monologue, you'll know that I came up with it first. All right?
I'll make it the podcast title.
B-Modus.
B-Modus.
Beta male of the United States, Doug Emhoff. If anyway, here's the beta male of the United States, B-Modus. Cut 7, please.
In 2013, I walked into a contentious client meeting. We worked through the issue. And by the end of the meeting, the now happy client offered to set me up on a blind date, which is how I ended up with Kamala Harris's phone number. Now, for generations, people have debated when to call the person you're being set up with. And right. Never in history has anyone suggested 8:30 a.m.
But you're a beta, so why not?
That's when I dialed. I got Kamala's voicemail, and I just started rambling.
So confident.
Hey, it's Doug. I'm on my way to an early meeting. Again, it's Doug. I remember I was trying to grab the words out of the air and just put them back in my mouth. And for what seemed like far too many minutes, I hung up. By the way, Kamala saved that voicemail. And she makes me listen to it on every anniversary.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But nevertheless, hey, it's Doug. Hey, it's 8:30. It's Doug. Oh, I just wanted to let you know I'm having a healthy whole grain vegan breakfast. Gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free. Oh, like, that is not what a woman who goes out with a guy like that is doing so because she knows she can walk all over him and control him every step of the way. The only saving grace for Doug Emhoff in that moment is that he probably called back to let her know that he did, in fact, knock up the nanny, because it's the only redeem. You know what I'm saying? At that point, it's the only thing that may get him out of that beta pickle that he's in. Be like, all right, in fairness, though, I did have relations with the nanny. So, you know, before you totally write me off as a beta male, what a tool bag. I'm sorry, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not a single woman, but if I heard, a woman who goes out with a guy like that is doing so because she knows that she's going to have his family jewels on a mantle for her to take up whenever she wants and just control with like a remote control. You know what I'm saying? B-Modus.
Yeah, I mean, my advice to Doug would be, very boring story. You should have weaved the nanny in just for the entertainment part. That people would have been on the edge of their seat for that portion.
Yeah. Now, before you judge me and you think I'm nothing more than a beta male who has chopped off his own family jewels for... Oh, we have Donald Trump Jr. I gotta take a break. All right, fine. I'll make fun of B-Modus later. Beta male of the United States of America. All right, as we conclude our happy hour at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, I want to remind you we're going to be live there on Friday, September 6th. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And NJ Diet's going to help you lose some real weight, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with njdiet.com. Call them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET. With several locations to serve you in our region, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or live from home with online consultations, just go to njdiet.com and schedule your consultation today. 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or njdiet.com. You'll lose the weight. You'll feel great. And listen, you don't want to do those shots. There's now a new thing with the shots. In addition to giving men boobies, they also now there's a whole skin issue with the shots. You get the skin gets all stretchy and you wind up looking like Nancy Pelosi. So you don't want to do that, or tight, I should say, really tight. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is go to njdiet.com. 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET. You'll lose the weight, contractually guaranteed, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. So think about it. 40 days from now, you'll look and feel your best. And NJ Diet works faster than the shots without all the side effects. All right? 40 days up to 40 pounds. Just say it with me. 40 days up to 40 pounds.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, and he's here right now joining me. Welcome back to the show, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Cioli. It's great to have on the show Donald Trump Jr., who you just heard is going to be live with Dom Giordano at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. You want to go see him for that. He's a great speaker. He's a great entertainer, a great storyteller, and it's going to be a great night with Dom Giordano, but it will sell out, so make sure you get your tickets today. Let me welcome back to the show. It's been a couple years. Donald Trump Jr., how are you?
I'm doing well, buddy. Good to hear your voice, Rich. How you doing?
It's great. It's great to have you back on. I got to tell you, man, you really crushed it at the RNC with your speech. I was real proud of you. It was a great night for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a good time with that. I sort of love that. And then, you know, my daughter had reached out to me, you know, really the day before and was like, hey, I'd like to speak at the RNC. This is obviously, you know, a couple hours after my father was, you know, shot and, you know, she's his golfing buddy, and I was like, oh, boy. So it worked out well. I was really nervous because you never know what happens when you put a 17-year-old up in front of, you know, millions of people on TV, you know, tens of thousands in the crowds, and she absolutely crushed it. So it was a lot of fun, but I also had a proud dad moment, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's even better. Absolutely. Now, let's contrast that, the RNC, which I thought was a really great convention, focused a lot on policy and what we're going to do for America, with this pep rally. I feel like I'm in freaking high school, you know, free pizza on Fridays.
Well, everything else that's going on is insane right now. You're seeing that at the DNC. I'm listening to people talk about, you know, if Trump gets elected, he may weaponize the DOJ against his political enemies and the FBI. I'm like, have you guys not been watching? Are they serious? Do they not even know? I mean, the projection is so ludicrous. They're accusing everyone of all the things that they're doing. Like, it's a major threat to democracy. Meanwhile, they've been running roughshod on democracy for the last 4 years. It's pretty special. I mean, Kamala Harris is talking about all the things she's going to fix. Why didn't she fix them over the last 3.5 years? Why didn't she get it done? I mean, they've almost had 4 years. She says she's going to fix the border. Why not start now? She's arguably the most powerful vice president ever because she's the vice president to someone who's, you know, in all fairness, not exactly there. She can do these things, like, immediately, but no, she's just going to promise us a bunch of stuff till we vote for her and then do exactly what they planned on doing the whole time, which is keep the borders open, keep prices high, bring in a bunch of dependents, make American taxpayers pay for them for eternity because they'll be reliable Democrat voters, and, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, and how about Donald Trump Jr.? How about when Michelle Obama last night says, don't just sit around and complain, do something, do something. I'm telling you all to do something. She's had 4 years to do something, and they've done nothing. And she even said, you know, and you know this, I mean, when it came to the Afghanistan withdrawal, she was the last person in the room, and she has no regrets. It was all great. Everything was great.
No, the Michelle Obama one was special. The part I liked best was when she was talking about her mother told her never to trust anyone that has more than their fair share. And I'm saying, you know, they've got homes in Hawaii. They've got, you know, homes in Martha's Vineyard on the water. You know, what, $12, $18 million homes? I mean, it's laughable. I mean, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, the Obamas. No one knows exactly what for or how they got it. But she's telling us not to trust anyone that has more than their fair share. And yet they're sitting there as some of the richest people in the world to have never created anything, never brought in any jobs, never did anything other than peddle influence, I guess. But again, that the hypocrisy and the irony isn't lost on me. It seems to be lost on everyone at the DNC, though.
No, and you know, Don Trump Jr., the other thing, too, is that when Barack Obama stands up there and he goes, it's so great to be home in Chicago. Like, he was out on vacation, on a trip, and he just got home. Dude, you left Chicago. You left Chicago for Martha's Vineyard. So stop acting like this is your home. It's not. And people who feel literally like the Obamas abandoned Chicago, and to your point, I mean, they got houses in Hawaii, houses in Martha's Vineyard, houses where whoever knows where else. But I mean, like, don't act like you guys are still community organizers. Like, enough already.
Well, beyond that, everyone's done that, right? Joe Biden's entire thing was, you know, I'm the guy from Scranton. So you left Scranton when you were 8 years old. I've spent more time in Pennsylvania in my life because I went to school there for, you know, most of my, you know, teens and, you know, college years, you know, and yet they can still go back on that. He's been a lifelong politician. He pretends like he's a blue collar handyman. You know, the Democrats get to get away with that stuff. We don't have that luxury. The media is running full cover for Kamala Harris, pretending that she's a moderate. They're going back and scrubbing articles that are years old, editing them, changing them to make all the things she actually voted for, all the things she was actually rated as the most liberal senator in the United States Senate, like disappear, like it didn't happen. It's disgusting. And hopefully the American people get it, but I don't know. I mean, it's hard enough to get by in Joe Biden's economy. People may not be paying attention. You know, they're struggling to get by. They're struggling to feed their families. They're struggling to live what's left of their American dream that the Democrats haven't shipped abroad to save a couple cents on a widget for their, you know, their corporate overlords. And yet, you know, they say that stuff with a straight face. And it's easy to do that when you have no one other than guys like myself or my father or a couple conservatives really calling them out. The media blackout on her actual policies, on the things she's actually done, is laughable. You know, she tried stealing some of our great stuff on the campaign. You know, no tax on tips. Oh, she's going to do that too. She cast the tie-breaking vote to bring in 86,000 more IRS agents to literally go after people who may also be getting tips. She did that, and now she's going to magically do it, right? Now she's changing it. She's going to secure the border. She was the border czar for 4 years. She opened them wide open. They're not even pretending anymore.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
And here's the thing. Today, so your father's down in North Carolina. He's doing a rally. He's talking about how he's going to ensure world peace. And there were no new wars under Donald Trump's presidency. And this is the thing about Ukraine. He talked about how we're going to wind that war down, how it's going to be over in 24 hours, and how Russia will never do this again. And by the way, Russia did not do this while he was president. They did this when Joe Biden was president. But, you know, it is the military-industrial complex that is always backing the Democrats and trying to stop him from getting a second term. It is the deep state that's doing this. And why not? I mean, they can control Kamala Harris. They can control this administration just like they've controlled Joe Biden. And at the same time, China is getting more powerful. Vladimir Putin's getting more powerful because of their war on energy. I mean, talk about Pennsylvania, where you went to school, Donald Trump Jr., and think about how they are. She said she wants to ban fracking on day one. I didn't hear her come out and say she no longer stands by that position. I know that her campaign said that, but I have not heard Kamala Harris make that point. Have you?
No, but Rich, in Pennsylvania, they did this last time. Remember the 2020 Democrat primary? Kamala Harris and everyone else on the stage raised their hand. They're going to ban fracking. Joe Biden said the same exact thing. And then they get to the debate with Trump. I would never do that. I won't do that because they understand it would hurt them in Pennsylvania. And then on day one, they ban the Keystone Pipeline. Like, they'll tell you whatever they need to tell you to get your vote, and then they'll do the opposite. They've literally, on this one issue, they've already done it. On day one, he banned it. He stopped all of it. But he said, I'm not going to do it. So, well, why'd you raise your hand in the Democrat primary? Oh, it changed now. No. The media, he changed his mind. And then he does exactly what we knew he was going to do. And so that's what you're up against. That's really hard to overcome. And so, you know, we have to keep, you know, pushing that. We have to make sure that people understand exactly what's at stake. These people are truly radicals. They don't want to. You just look at the DNC. Look at what's going on outside. It's mayhem. And yet these are the people that are, you know, they're the normal ones, and they're bringing stability back. All we've seen is war, inflation, gas prices through the roof. They've brought nothing but chaos. And yet, you know, they say that we're the party of chaos somehow. The only chaos that ever happened under Trump was when they lied about Russia, 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 and he defended himself, and turns out he was 100% right.
Listen, I'm excited that you're coming to town. We're looking forward to seeing you on September 12th, Scottish Rite Auditorium, Collingswood, New Jersey. Donald Trump Jr., Dom Giordano, together. You're getting a copy of the book, Letters from Trump. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. So get your tickets today by going to talkradio1210wphc.com or 1210wphc.com. September 12th, Scottish Rite. It's great that you're coming in. I got to ask you, though, before I let you go, I mean, you know, you went to school in Philly. What do you put on a cheesesteak?
Yeah. Whiz-wit, baby.
Whiz-wit. All right. I have my suspicions. I wasn't sure because I've had this debate. You know, Byron Donalds was on with me yesterday, and he's going provolone. I got to be honest with you. I'm going provolone, too. And now people are yelling at me saying it should be American cheese. So you're going whiz-wit? Fine. You stand with that.
Listen. The reality is this. I've probably had hundreds of, you know, between Pat's and Gino's, we used to do, like, the 4 a.m. run from Penn. You know, I've had hundreds. I probably only remember a few of them. It was a little bit late. We were having too much fun. But those were some adventures. It was a blast.
Hey, listen, thanks so much for coming back on the show. I hope we can talk again before the election. Donald Trump Jr., see him on September 12th. Thank you, my friend. Give my best to Kim, and I appreciate it.
See you soon, guys. Be well.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, great. Excellent. So as we continue the Grand Hotel Happy Hour, I want to mention the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. If you're on the fence about getting a complicated dental procedure, reach out to Dr. Mike today. Master Dental Implants to schedule your free consultation, 856-786-2020, or visit VanariaDental.com. We are streaming live on YouTube till 6 o'clock today. I appreciate you being here. We have so much more to get to, but we're going to take a very quick break. But before I go to break, do I have to do a live read here? I'll show you. Actually, no, I'm good. So I'll come right back live from the DNC in Chicago. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. The big story is that RFK Jr. will be dropping out of the race on Friday and backing Donald Trump. That is a blow to the Harris campaign, which was counting on a little bit of help with RFK Jr. taking some votes from Donald Trump. But that's not going to happen, so there you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Cioli. I have a couple of other housekeeping items to get to with you. It's been a very, very busy show today with a lot of breaking news all over the place. The Trump rally today. I just want to play one more clip. And, you know, this is what I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Donald Trump Jr., which is they've always wanted to stop him. I said this to him back when I met him in 2015. I said this to him, but when I was in the Oval Office back in 2019 doing the interview. And I said it to him when he was on the show with me, I think, I don't know, whatever he was, a couple months ago. And it's been a consistent theme. They want to stop Trump because he doesn't start new wars. And that's why they can't control him. The deep state, they can't control him. I think he should bring RFK Jr. into the administration. I don't know if it's cabinet level. I don't know if he makes some vaccine czar or FDA. I don't want bans on food. You know, I don't want that. I don't want to see Skittles being banned. I don't want to see hot dogs being banned. You know, and if you're thinking about jumping on a flight tonight just to come to Chicago for a big, you know, beefy hot dog, like I don't blame you. You know, it's not that far of a flight, but like, you know. Yeah, there's nitrates in them, and there's harmful things. Be an adult and make decisions for yourself if you want to put something in your mouth or not. You don't need the government deciding for you whether you have that right to do so. So I don't want to see bans and everything else. But he could offer advice. You know, he could offer a perspective, which could be very, very valuable. Either way, there could be a place for him if he gets out of the race. But remember something. This is also smart for RFK Jr. to get out of the race, because they're going to lose badly, and they're hemorrhaging money, and they have no money left. So before you go on about how he's like the greatest hero of our day and age, he has no choice here. The only salvation would be if he can drop out and Trump can take him in some way, shape, or form. That's the reality. I don't think at the end of the day it really helps Trump all that much. But Trump is a gentleman, despite what the left says about him. And he's going to say that about RFK Jr. Anyway, this is what he said regarding RFK. I think I have that audio clip. He was asked a question about RFK joining the administration. I don't know exactly the number, Matt, but Andrew, I think you have it, right? We played it earlier in the show. Just wanted to replay it. Take a listen. Do you have it? Andrew? Hello.
I have to look it up. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Just talk to me. Don't have any dead air. But all right. You know what? While you're looking for that, don't worry about that. Let's play a different clip instead. I'm going to give you the number. This is the number, okay? This is number 32. This is Trump today at the rally in North Carolina, where he talks about what's going to happen with Kamala Harris. Cut 32.
That's why this November Americans are going to tell Kamala Harris, Kamala, that we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. You're doing a terrible job. Comrade Harris, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're no good. You're fired. Get him out of here.
You're fired. Get him out of here. You're fired. Get him out of here. And he also mentioned nuclear. Can you find me that? Do you mind finding me that cut, Matt? I'd appreciate it. Just I want to be able to play it. J.D. Vance talked about Democrats lying about Donald Trump and being the candidate of nuclear war and the lies that were said today. This is the VP nominee, J.D. Vance, at the same rally in North Carolina. They were there together today. Cut 33.
It means something to have a president who's not afraid to go into hostile territories, tell a few jokes, and actually engage in diplomacy. That preserves peace. While all these Democrats lied about Donald Trump being the candidate of nuclear war, Donald Trump is the person who prevented nuclear war. And if we're not careful, Kamala Harris is going to walk us right into nuclear war. We got to kick her out and not give her a promotion to President of the United States.
And this is the war thing that is going to be a big, big part of this. Lawrence Jones from Fox News went into a black barbershop here in Chicago. I played some of this on the show today. There's a lot of the clip's a little bit longer, but just a piece of it for you to listen to. He goes in this black barbershop, and he asks some of the business owners there about how the Democrats are doing, what they think about this. And it's a 50-50 race. So he finds that black men are split on Trump and Harris. I think this is critical. This is key. Cut number 11.
The barbershop is the center of everything in the community. If you want to know something, politics, what's happening in the streets, any type of deals, anything, you come to the barbershop. The DNC is here in Chicago. How do y'all feel about that?
It's a really interesting discussion. We're going to find out, you know, after this convention, how the American people feel about their pocketbooks.
Tell me about the people that come and sit in your chair. What do they say is... what's normally the number one issue they feel is facing the country right now?
Finances. Yeah. Support. The cost of living is high.
They tell me that they just they want to see a change in inflation, prices.
I think taxes are too high. Groceries are too high. Taxes are too high. Gas is too high. It's just too high.
All the immigrants came in and they give them like the stuff they have for the Americans, they're giving it to the immigrants that's coming in.
Mm-hmm. It hurts black people more than anything. Black men particularly like to work with their hands. They like to drive trucks. And, you know, those are jobs that, an illegal can come in and underbid him with third world prices and put him out of work.
Who do you think is responsible for them, giving them the benefits and allowing them to come over?
Biden. Trump was trying to... keep them out, so to speak, as much as he could, but Biden just, like, let the gate open.
Who would win from the people that you speak to, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
50-50.
It's still a 50-50 race.
Yeah, it's up in the air. Some people like Kamala because she represents change and she's different.
Correct.
Some people like Trump because they feel like he's more business-minded. So it's up in the air.
It's a coin flip.
Are they going to go for Kamala?
Mm-hmm. And why do you think they're going to go for Kamala?
Because they made it about history now.
I would vote for Kamala.
So when you were telling me about the number one issue, you're talking about illegal immigration and them coming to Chicago, she represents the same thing as Biden. You said Trump fixed it, was trying to fix it. So why would you double down and vote for Kamala?
The reason I would, like I said, vote for her is because I think it's time for a woman president.
What do you say to the brothers that say, I'm just trying to, life was just better for me under the last administration?
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. Especially people in our industry.
But you do hear it, don't you?
I hear it, but I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe it.
It's really enlightening to hear individuals start to change their political direction. I think it's time that blacks in general need to boost our political IQ.
It's still very much a close race. And they made everything last night about race. Now, Michelle Obama up there running for president, everything was made about race. And it was infuriating to listen to. It really was, because these black barbershop owners and the people that they're not buying this whole thing. They're not. They know that it's bigger than just Kamala Harris's race. Like, they know that there's more at stake for the country and their businesses and their communities. But the Democrats are doing what they always do, which is to pander on race. pander on this and play the hits. That's what they do. They pander and play the hits. And I don't think it's going to work for them. I really don't. I really don't. All right, 855. Well, there's no. We're gonna, one more hour left. We got to go. I do want. I am going to start the hour by replaying the interview with Congressman Mike Waltz. I told the Trump campaign I'd play it twice today. Then I'm going to have Linda Kearns stop by. I have some other thoughts on the convention for you, but I want to talk to Linda Kearns about election integrity in Pennsylvania and the question that was asked yesterday by a caller, which is, Rich, should we do mail-in ballots and should we do those mail-in ballots ahead of time before the election? Whether or not that should be the case. I'm going to ask her that question because she's working directly with the Trump campaign. In fact, she spoke at the rally for President Trump in Wilkes-Barre the other night. So I'm going to ask her directly. She's the expert on this, and we're going to have that conversation. But here's one of the moderators coming up for the ABC debate. There's only going to be one debate. And how this woman is allowed to be a debate moderator, I don't understand this. This is left-wing ABC News host Lindsay Davis, who's going to moderate the network's presidential debate between Harris and Trump next month, tries to connect Trump to the KKK. This is what Trump's up against, dealing with the left-wing and these people that pretend to be unbiased journalists at ABC, which is owned by Disney China. So the parent company is ABC Disney China. Remember, Doug Emhoff is B-Modus, beta male of the United States of America. In case someone else steals that, you heard it here first, all right? Cut 20.
As you know, former President Donald Trump is expected to go campaign in Howard, Michigan tomorrow. Many people are aware that a month ago in Howell, KKK protesters marched in the streets with the white robes on and suggested that they support Donald Trump. I'm curious if you make anything about that connection and him going in particular to Howell tomorrow.
That's it. There you go. That's going to be a moderator at the upcoming ABC debate. Just shameful. Listen, when it comes to your home, Emmons Roofing and Siding, they got you covered. Oh, literally they do. They do great work. And I am so happy to let you know that because of this economy, each and every one of my listeners, you get 10% off. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors. That's right. Your home will not only look beautiful from the curb, it's going to be so well insulated and protected. You got to trust the team at Emmons. Trust the team that I've used in my home 8 years in two different houses. Lifetime warranty on the roof in the old house. And Emmons just replaced a kitchen door for me just recently, and it looks great. Plus, they've replaced all the windows in our old home. They do great work. Matt and Stephanie are terrific people, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today. Use the company that I trust, 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or go to emmonsroofing.com. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Just tell them I sent you. They'll do a great job. You'll be proud. You'll be happy, and your home will look beautiful from the curb, and will go up in value, too. That's the beautiful thing about Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. The big story is that RFK Jr. will be dropping out of the race on Friday and backing Donald Trump. That is a blow to the Harris campaign, which was counting on a little bit of help with RFK Jr. taking some votes from Donald Trump, but that's not going to happen, so there you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I have a couple of other housekeeping items to get to with you. It's been a very, very busy show today with a lot of breaking news all over the place. Trump rally today. I just want to play one more clip. And, you know, this is what I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Donald Trump Jr., which is they've always wanted to stop him. I said this to him back when I met him in 2015. I said this to him, but when I was in the Oval Office back in 2019 doing the interview, and I said it to him when he was on the show with me, I think, I don't know, whatever he was, a couple months ago, and it's been a consistent theme. They want to stop Trump because he doesn't start new wars, and that's why they can't control him. The deep state, they can't control him. I think he should bring RFK Jr. into the administration. I don't know if it's cabinet level. I don't know if he makes him vaccine czar, FDA. I don't want bans on food. You know, I don't want that. I don't want to see Skittles being banned. I don't want to see hot dogs being banned. You know, and if you're thinking about jumping on a flight tonight just to come to Chicago for a big, you know, beefy hot dog. Like, I don't blame you. You know, it's not that far of a flight. But, like, you know, yeah, there's nitrates in them, and there's harmful things. Be an adult and make decisions for yourself if you want to put something in your mouth or not. You don't need the government deciding for you whether you have that right to do so. So I don't want to see bans and everything else. But he could offer advice. You know, he could offer a perspective, which could be very, very valuable. Either way, there could be a place for him if he gets out of the race. But remember something. This is also smart for RFK Jr. to get out of the race because they're going to lose badly, and they're hemorrhaging money, and they have no money left. So before you go on about how he's like the greatest hero of our day and age, he has no choice here. The only salvation would be if he can drop out and Trump can take him in some way, shape, or form. That's the reality. I don't think at the end of the day it really helps Trump all that much, but Trump is a gentleman, despite what the left says about him, and he's going to say that about RFK Jr. Anyway, this is what he said regarding RFK. I think I have that audio clip. He was asked a question about RFK joining the administration. I don't know exactly the number, Matt, but Andrew, I think you have it, right? We played it earlier in the show. Just wanted to replay it. Take a listen. Do you have it? Andrew? Hello?
I have to look it up. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Just talk to me. Don't have any dead air, but... All right, you know what? While you're looking for that, don't worry about that. Let's play a different clip instead. I'm going to give you the number. This is the number, okay? This is number 32. This is Trump today at the rally in North Carolina, where he talks about what's going to happen with Kamala Harris. Cut 32.
That's why this November Americans are going to tell Kamala Harris, that we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. You're doing a terrible job. Comrade Harris, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're no good. You're fired. Get him out of here.
You're fired. Get him out of here. You're fired. Get him out of here. And he also mentioned nuclear. Can you find me that? Do you mind finding me that cut, Matt? I'd appreciate it. I want to be able to play it. J.D. Vance talked about Democrats lying about Donald Trump and being the candidate of nuclear war and the lies that were said today. This is the VP nominee, J.D. Vance, at the same rally in North Carolina. They were there together today. Cut 33.
It means something to have a president who's not afraid to go into hostile territories, tell a few jokes, and actually engage in diplomacy. That preserves peace. While all these Democrats lied about Donald Trump being the candidate of nuclear war, Donald Trump is the person who prevented nuclear war. And if we're not careful, Kamala Harris is going to walk us right into nuclear war. We got to kick her out and not give her a promotion to President of the United States.
And this is the war thing that is going to be a big, big part of this. Lawrence Jones from Fox News went into a black barbershop here in Chicago. I played some of this on the show today. There's a lot of the clips are a little bit longer, but just a piece of it for you to listen to. He goes in this black barber shop and he asks some of the business owners there about how the Democrats are doing, what they think about this. And it's a 50-50 race. So he finds that black men are split on Trump and Harris. I think this is critical. This is key. Cut number 11.
The barbershop is the center of everything in the community. If you want to know something, politics, what's happening in the streets, any type of deals, anything, you come to the barbershop. The DNC is here in Chicago. How do y'all feel about that?
It's a really interesting discussion. We're going to find out, you know, after this convention, how the American people feel about their pocketbooks.
Tell me about the people that come and sit in your chair. What do they say is... what's normally the number one issue they feel is facing the country right now?
Finances.
Yeah. The
cost of living is high.
They tell me that they just they want to see a change in inflation, prices.
I think taxes are too high. Groceries are too high. Taxes are too high. Gas is too high. It's just too high.
All the immigrants came in and they give them like the stuff they have for the Americans, they're giving it to the immigrants that's coming in. Mm-hmm.
It hurts black people more than any. Black men particularly like to work with their hands. They like to drive trucks and
You know, those are jobs that, you know, an illegal can come in and underbid him with third world prices and put him out of work.
Who do you think is responsible for them, giving them the benefits and allowing them to come over?
Biden. Trump was trying to keep them out, so to speak, as much as he could. But Biden just, like, let the gate open.
Who would win from the people that you speak to, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
50-50.
It's still a 50-50 race.
Yeah, it's up in the air. Some people like Kamala because she represents change and she's different.
Correct.
Some people like Trump because they feel like he's more business-minded. So it's just, it's up in the air.
It's a coin flip.
Are they going to go for Kamala?
Mm-hmm. And why do you think they're going to go for Kamala?
Because they made it about history now.
I would vote for Kamala.
So when you were telling me about the number one issue, talking about illegal immigration and them coming to Chicago, she represents the same thing as Biden. You said Trump fixed it, was trying to fix it. So why did you double down and vote for Kamala?
The reason I said vote for her is because I think it's time for a woman president.
What do you say to the brothers that say, I'm just trying to, life was just better for me under the last administration?
I don't believe it. Especially people in our industry.
But you do hear it, don't you?
I hear it, but I don't believe it. Yeah. I don't believe it.
It's really enlightening to hear individuals start to change their political direction. I think it's time that blacks in general need to boost our political IQ.
It's still very much a close race. And they made everything last night about race. You know, Michelle Obama up there running for president, everything was made about race. And it was infuriating to listen to. It really was, because these black barbershop owners and the people, that they're not buying this whole thing. They're not. They know that it's bigger than just Kamala Harris's race. Like, they know that there's more at stake for the country and their businesses and their communities. But the Democrats are doing what they always do, which is to pander on race. Pander on this and play the hits. That's what they do. They pander and play the hits. And I don't think it's going to work for them. I really don't. All right, 855. Well, there's no. We're gonna, one more hour left. We got to go. I am going to start the hour by replaying the interview with Congressman Mike Waltz. I told the Trump campaign I'd play it twice today. Then I'm going to have Linda Kearns stop by. I have some other thoughts on the convention for you, but I want to talk to Linda Kearns about election integrity in Pennsylvania and the question that was asked yesterday by a caller, which is, Rich, should we do mail-in ballots? And should we do those mail-in ballots ahead of time, before the election? Whether or not that should be the case. I'm going to ask her that question because she's working directly with the Trump campaign. In fact, she spoke at the rally for President Trump in Wilkes-Barre the other night. So I'm going to ask her directly. She's the expert on this, and we're going to have that conversation. But here's one of the moderators coming up for the ABC debate. There's only going to be one debate. And how this woman is allowed to be a debate moderator, I don't understand this. This is left-wing ABC News host Lindsay Davis, who's going to moderate the network's presidential debate between Harris and Trump next month, tries to connect Trump to the KKK. This is what Trump's up against, dealing with the left-wing and these people that pretend to be unbiased journalists at ABC, which is owned by Disney China. So the parent company is ABC Disney China. Remember, Doug Emhoff is B-Modus, beta male of the United States of America. In case someone else steals that, you heard it here first, all right? Cut 20.
As you know, former President Donald Trump is expected to go campaign in Howard, Michigan tomorrow. Many people are aware that a month ago in Howell, KKK protesters marched in the streets with the white robes on and suggested that they support Donald Trump. I'm curious if you make anything about that connection and him going in particular to Howell tomorrow.
That's it. There you go. That's going to be a moderator at the upcoming ABC debate. Just shameful. Listen, when it comes to your home, Emmons Roofing and Siding, they got you covered. Oh, literally they do. They do great work. And I am so happy to let you know that because of this economy, each and every one of my listeners, you get 10% off. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors. That's right. Your home will not only look beautiful from the curb, it's going to be so well insulated and protected. You got to trust the team at Emmons. Trust the team that I've used in my home 8 years in two different houses. Lifetime warranty on the roof in the old house. And Emmons just replaced a kitchen door for me. just recently, and it looks great. Plus, they've replaced all the windows in our old home. They do great work. Matt and Stephanie are terrific people, and they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to Emmons today. Use the company that I trust, 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or go to emmonsroofing.com. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Just tell them I sent you. They'll do a great job. You'll be proud. You'll be happy, and your home will look beautiful from the curb and will go up in value, too. That's the beautiful thing about Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.